Welcome, everybody, on this coronation weekend. And I'm sorry for those of you who haven't got an order of service, but we're using the service format, which is a special commemorative service for the coronation of King Charles III. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Dear friends, we have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to seek forgiveness for our sins, to hear and receive God's holy word, and to pray for the needs of the world. We also gather this day to pray for our King, that both now and always God may grant him wisdom and grace for his ministry among us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we, with Charles our King, give ourselves to the service of God and others, that our communities may flourish and be places of trust and friendship. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Blessed are you, Lord Jesus, for as you were sent by the Father, so you send us. Equip Charles, our King, and all your people with the gifts to fulfill our calling, that we may love you, that we may love as you loved, served as you served, and willingly follow wherever you lead. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. And now words from Psalm 20. May the Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your mind. May we rejoice in your salvation and triumph in the name of our God. May the Lord perform all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord will save his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the mighty strength of his right hand. Some put their trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will call only on the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. O Lord, save the King and answer us when we call upon you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Our reading is from Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Song of David. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all. Blessed are you, God of Israel, for ever and ever. For yours is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. Everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. Yours is to give power and strength to all. And now we give you thanks, our God, and praise your glorious name, for all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all.
This short passage from St. Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, modern-day Turkey, some of you may have visited it on holiday, is, in essence, part of a long and slightly rambling but amazing prayer. At the centre of this great prayer are the twin themes of power and love. St. Paul is both writing to the Christians who make up the church at Ephesus and praying for them. So he writes to them, I am kneeling down before the Father, that is God, the one who gives the name of family to every family that there is in heaven and on earth. And he scarcely misses a beat as he moves into prayer for the Christian people of Ephesus. My prayer is this, that he will lay out all the riches of his glory and give you strength and power through his Spirit in your inner being. Paul has no doubt that God has inexhaustible resources at his disposal and that he is able to answer Paul's prayer. So, why are we reading this passage of scripture today as we come together to commemorate the coronation of our new king? Well, I guess it's because the prayer which St. Paul prayed nearly 2,000 years ago for the people in Ephesus is a very suitable prayer for us to pray today for King Charles III. But before we look a little closer at St. Paul's prayer, let's note one thing. It's to do with the word Christ, which St. Paul uses a lot. We are used to calling the founder of our faith Jesus Christ, but Christ is not Jesus' surname. That would have been Bar Joseph. No, the meaning of the Greek word Christos, literally anointed one, is King. Firstly, Paul prays that God will empower his Ephesian believers with inner strength through his Spirit. Then he prays that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So Paul is really praying that the King may make his home in your hearts through faith, and that the King's love may be your firm foundation, that you may grasp how wide and long and high and deep this King's love is. When we have the King dwelling in our hearts, he gives us strength. Paul asks that his readers may be fortified and invigorated, that they may know the Holy Spirit's support, and because of knowing this, may lay hold ever more firmly, by faith, God's divine indwelling. The Greek word used for dwelling means to settle down somewhere. It refers to a permanent as opposed to a temporary abode. It is a word used expressly to denote a permanent residence, not a temporary one. So Paul prays to God the Father that Christ the King will, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be allowed to settle down in their hearts, that Christ the King will make his throne there, take authority of their lives, and strengthen them. What a wonderful prayer for us to pray for our just crowned King, that our King should know in his heart the unshakable love of the King of Kings, a love which is so wide, so deep, and so high, we can hardly understand the extent of it. It is a prayer that our King may know the very heart of what it means to be a Christian. If we had the opportunity to ask Paul why he prayed this for his Ephesian readers, I think he would say that he wanted them to be strengthened to love. Love is to be the preeminent characteristic of God's family, the church. In God's family, we are brothers and sisters, and we show that we are members of God's family by loving God and loving one another, or at least that's the general idea. But this is only possible when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us and when Christ the King lives in us. It means knowing God as the all-loving, all-powerful Father. It means putting down roots into that love and having that love as the rock-solid foundation of every aspect of our lives. It means this love being the driving force at the centre of all that we say and do. We need to be rooted and grounded with deep roots and firm foundations, like a well-rooted tree or a well-built house. In both cases, you cannot see the reason why the tree and the house are stable, but they are, because they are rooted and grounded. And love is the soil into which our lives are rooted. Love is the foundation on which our lives are to be built. It means that whoever we are, we should build our lives on the solid rock of King Jesus, and that we should allow him into our hearts so that he can also live in us. And that once we have allowed the King of Kings to make his home in our hearts, his power at work within us is capable of doing far, far more than we can ever ask or even imagine. This is an inspiring and a beautiful prayer, that the love and power of our King Jesus should be at work in us all, in the Ephesians, in our newly crowned King, and in each one of us, to transform us into agents of change for his glory, in our lives, in our nation, in his church, and in the world. May it be so. Amen.
Let us pray together. Almighty God, you reign over all things in wisdom, power, and love. Hear our prayers, which we offer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for Charles, our King. that you may pour upon him abundant gifts to help him fulfill the promises made at his coronation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. That he will have the grace, wisdom, and strength to live a life of service to you and to his people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Camilla, the Queen, William, Prince of Wales, the Princess of Wales, and all the royal family, that they may love and support the King as he bears the burden of his office. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the building up of the church under its supreme governor, for the building up of all Christian people, and for mutual understanding and fellowship between all people of faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For this united kingdom, for His Majesty's other realms and territories, for the whole Commonwealth of Nations, for their governments and ministers, for all who are called to public service, that they will seek justice, mercy, and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the peace of the world, for the welfare of all people, for those who care for others and for the environment, and for all in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, you have taught us that the power of the heart is greater than the power of wealth and might. Hear us as we pray for the fulfillment of your reign. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our King. To him be glory and power forever. Amen. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, bless our sovereign Lord, King Charles, and all who are in authority under him, that they may order all things in wisdom and equity, righteousness and peace, to the honour of your name and the good of your church and people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
God, grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the church, the king, the commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord. And to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us this morning. Thank you, Andrew, for helping lead the service. Have a lovely day and a lovely weekend, and see you this time next week. God bless.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye. Bye-bye.